having heard the testimony, having viewed the exhibits, having heard the arguments of the parties, we have three charges. First one, we'll take them in order, backwards, I guess, from the way it was charged on criminal trespass. We have the best evidence because we could all watch the event occur as it occurred, which I don't remember what exhibit that was, but that states one.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, states one. We see the defendant leaving the building, in the process of leaving the building. We have the defendant go to where the arm is stretched out, showing the location, the general location. We have the defendant still standing there, facing the Mr. Pecora, the bouncer, or security person. We have Mr. Pecora telling him, Mr. Pecora, the security person, telling him, stop blocking my doorway. The defendant not moving, the defendant staying there. Then we have the person shoving him, quite a big shove. But of course, that's not the charge here, so I'm not here to rule one way or the other of that. But we do have the defendant clearly trespassing by not moving and staying there, and with his face right next to Mr. Pecora's face. As to the disorderly conduct, we have the series of events that occur. It seems to me that Mr. Pecora's peace was disturbed by watching the tape or the evidence of Exhibit 1, especially at the end where he is sprayed in the face with pepper gel. As to the disorderly conduct, the court finds the defendant guilty. As to the assault, I understand the defense argument on the first spray because he was shoved. But again, that the shoving is not for the court here. But then we have, after the retreat occurs, we have the defendant having a pause and then again spraying pepper gel at Mr. Pecora. And therefore, I find that this, beyond a reasonable doubt, the assault, and I believe the state has proven beyond a reasonable doubt that it was not justified. Do the parties wish to proceed with sentencing today?
Your Honor, the state does not. The state would ask that the hearing be set for a sentencing and restitution hearing, and the state intends to present matters in aggravation at that time.
Okay. Does the defense wish to present a mitigation hearing?
Correct, Your Honor. Okay. Yes, Your Honor.
Then if the parties want to confer with the bailiff as to a time that's better for both, we'll set it to a sentencing, aggravation, and mitigation hearing. Confer with the bailiff as to a date?
Oh, yes, Your Honor. Do we know any dates that the victim is not
Did you say Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday afternoon.
Okay. So, Judge, we don't know of any dates that the victim is not available, so whatever works for the defense schedule. Okay.
It might be in January just because of the time that the city makes us use.
Yeah.
Can I get back here? Can I do it virtually?